Well, this is one of the big stories of the day. Australian Federal Police have arrived in the Solomon Islands to help restore calm after 2 days of very violent protests. The protests have seen buildings in Honiara, including a bank and a high school, destroyed, and shops in the city's Chinatown set alight. The protesters are demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Sogavare. Senator Zed Seselja is the Minister for International Development and the Pacific. Senator, welcome back to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally.
Give us a picture of the situation on the ground in Honiara at the moment as we understand it.
Well, as best we understand it, it's calmer, I think, this morning than it has been, which is good news. But the situation remains concerning. What you talked about in your intro, in relation to fires, looting, property damage, has been quite extensive, and so obviously our teams on the ground will be getting a better assessment of that now being in country. But yes, it's been a concerning situation over the last couple of days. It's been a significant degree of unrest. We're obviously trying to account for all Australians. We understand all Australians are safe, but obviously that's going to be an evolving situation. So the mission is, of course, to come and support the Solomon Islands people in order to restore calm, work with the Solomon Islands police to restore calm and law and order in the capital in particular.
And Minister, we've had some of the numbers thrown around this morning. Firstly, what are the exact numbers now that we have on the ground in Honiara, and how many more are to come?
Yeah, so we had overnight, we had 23 AFP personnel and another three DFAT arriving. So they arrived late last night. That there is already obviously a contingent of DFAT personnel there on the ground already, and AFP advise and assist. So effectively with the AFP, I think it's about a doubling as of today. Ordinarily we'd have around 23 in country, and then we anticipate over the course of the day we will see more personnel coming, both ADF, around 43, and another 50 or so AFP.
And Minister, for the AFP and the soldiers, what do they have with them in terms of equipment, particularly to deal with protesters?
Our AFP will be equipped with both lethal and non-lethal weapons, force, and obviously they are bound by all of the rules. This is done under a bilateral treaty, so we've been asked by the Solomon Islands government to come in, but obviously it's important that our police are able, of course, to engage in force protection to ensure law and order. And obviously we know that they take their responsibilities to use that effectively, but in a very restrained and reasonable way. But we obviously take the safety of our AFP personnel very, very seriously, and they are going into a volatile situation. But we've got the utmost confidence that they have the highest levels of professionalism as they're dealing with this. And one of the things I would say is, and I was talking to the acting head of mission, Sally Ann Vincent, this morning and getting a bit of an update. And I think that one of the things that came through in that discussion is that I think many people in the Solomon Islands are very pleased to see the Australians coming in. And obviously there's a strong desire to see Australians play a significant contribution in restoring calm.
And Minister, with the ADF contingent, are these actually some of the same soldiers and personnel who were on the ground in Kabul a couple of months ago?
Look, I couldn't go into that level of detail in terms of the exact personnel. But what we do know is that they are absolutely high quality, and they will be coming there with a very clear priority in mind, and that is to restore calm and to restore peace and security into Honiara, into the Solomon Islands. So, we have the utmost confidence in our ADF personnel, but this is AFP-led, and obviously our AFP do an extraordinary job. We have experienced personnel who have been in these type of situations. They are challenging situations, but we've got great confidence that they'll work to assist the Royal Solomon Islands Police.
Minister, there's quite a complicated political backdrop behind all of this, the events that are unfolding. The Prime Minister says Australia has no desire to intervene in the internal affairs of the Solomon Islands. But is there a danger that in sending soldiers and police, it could be seen as a sign of support for the Prime Minister, Sogavare?
Well, what this is a response to the Solomon Islands government under a treaty, and it is about restoring order. It is not, certainly, absolutely not about picking sides in any political processes. Those political processes need to be able to play out in a fair and democratic way, and we take no view on those. I think one thing I would say is it's my understanding also that the opposition, along with the government, are calling for calm. So that's a positive thing. This is not a partisan thing. We go in there to restore peace and order in the Solomon Islands. I think it has been broadly welcomed, and we hope it'll be seen in that light. But certainly the Australian government comes in with absolutely no political agenda. We come in simply at the request of a very good friend, and Prime Minister Sogavare, in his comments this morning, I think referred to Australia as the Solomon Islands' best friend, and we take that very, very seriously, and so we come in that spirit.
What concerns do you have about the targeting of the Chinese embassy and Chinese businesses and citizens?
We certainly have concerns about any targeting, whether it's of Chinese businesses or anyone else. And obviously, we're getting a better assessment of what's going on. I think it's fair to say that on the reports I've heard and the discussions I've had, that I don't think it's systematic in that way. I think we're seeing a range of factors, and in terms of some of the businesses that have been targeted, it's across a pretty wide spectrum. So obviously, we don't want to see any businesses or any property damaged absolutely at all, and that's going to be one of the key tasks of our AFP in working with the Solomon Islands Police in protecting property and protecting lives.
Minister, how will you know when it's time to leave, that the country's stable enough?
Well, I think it's obviously it'd be too early to be making assessments on that. Our personnel are only just arriving obviously the past few hours overnight. We anticipate that this will be a short deployment of a few weeks, but obviously we'll be making assessments over these coming days as we see what the situation as the situation unfolds.
Minister, thanks for joining us on Breakfast.
It's my pleasure. Thanks very much, Sally.
That's Senator Zed Seselja. He's the Minister for International Development and the Pacific.